Welcome to You Talking to Me, the radio show where your host, Big JD, talks to a different guest every week on a variety of subjects. That's the You Talking to Me show. And now, here he is, your host, Big JD.
The Canadian metal band Anvil getting much attention from director Sasha Gervasi's documentary about the group entitled Anvil, The Story of Anvil. I've personally followed the band through their career, and I'm as excited as anyone at not only the success of the film, but also the success of the band behind it. And this week, I welcome Rob and Lips from the band Anvil. Hey, guys, welcome to the Big 30.
Hey, man. What's going on?
All right. I know the roots of Anvil started very early on, and you originally called the band Lips. Take us back there. What was the premise behind the name change from Lips to Anvil?
Because of the band Lips Incorporated. There used to be a band called Lips Incorporated who wrote a song called Flunky Town. The record company didn't want any confusion when people went and looked at the names.
Right.
So we came up with the name.
A little more metal.
A little more metal, a little more heavy. I don't know how much heavier you can get than an anvil.
that was a good choice.
For sure. So Anvil's now a three-piece. You've been a three-piece for quite a while. You guys, Glenn on bass. Do you still keep in contact with the other original players from the early days, specifically Dave and Ian? And if so, have they shared their thoughts with you about the film?
Well, we've been in touch with both of them, but...
Yeah, good.
You know, generally more Ian than Dave. But Dave
only cares
to me,
collecting money.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all he gives a shit about. He couldn't give a damn about nothing else. whatever. You know?
Yeah. Dix is cool, man. Dix is totally cool.
I just wondered what them guys, or at least even Ian thought of the about the film.
He thinks it's a great
movie, man. And he's completely happy for all of us.
Gotta be. And most people now know of how the film came about by you guys rehooking up with Sasha years after he'd hung out with the band, worked for you guys. But let's talk a bit about the film, how it's been received, and how you feel it's doing for your career since it's been released. So maybe firstly, how it's been received by the media and the film festivals, and then maybe how it's been received by fans.
Go ahead, Robbo.
Okay. It's being received by the media. Go on Google, and there's your answer right there.
Right.
Rotten Tomato. Right. I think Rotten Tomato is... It's 98% as of last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's being received amazing, man. Everybody is engaging the movie, the story. It's a beautiful thing. I couldn't be more pleased about it.
Excellent. And I know This Is 13's been out for a while. Has the film taken the CD to another level? Has there been a higher demand now for this recent CD because of the film, or do you find the demand is of earlier CDs?
Yep.
The demand for everything is off.
Everything now, eh?
Yeah, of course. Demand for everything.
Great.
America, we've been virtually unknown. So this has been brought to the attention of the mass public. So it's initially the difference between somewhere in 20 and 30,000 to like 100 million or more.
Exactly.
In comparison. So the exposure is 10 times, if not more, intense. So, for the most part, we're an unheard-of band.
And you got to love the role technology's played in what can be done for bands now as far as, like, computers and the Internet and that sort of thing. It's just incredible.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just, well, if nothing else, it certainly made it possible for all this to happen because it was through email that Sasha got in touch with us.
Right.
So, in a roundabout way, without email, things wouldn't be as easily accessible all across the board.
Not that it wouldn't have happened. Might maybe just take another 30 years.
Yeah, could have done.
That's just a joke. What can we expect from the DVD release of the film as far as extra content, footage that didn't make it into the actual film? Told that it might also be packaged with This Is 13?
Yeah.
We don't know. That's only in England.
Okay.
Only packaged in England with that.
Right. But as far as extra content, extra footage and stuff, there's going to be more content?
Yeah, the special features is,
cool.
I don't know, we haven't seen them, but we've been told it's going to be pretty cool.
Let's talk a bit about the book of the same name as the film. Was this planned at the time of filming to have a book coincide with doing the documentary?
No, the book came after the movie.
Okay, this was just something that you guys have wanted to do for a long time as well, or did the documentary sprout that idea?
Yeah, it just came about, man. Like, you know, the movie got out in England and everybody started seeing it and falling in love with the story and the band and the guys and the book, a book publisher said, hey, man, you guys want to tell the whole story.
Yeah, it's a natural progression, I guess. I'm curious to know how the writing process went for the book. Did you guys compile most of the written work for this, or was it ghostwritten based on the information in the film? Did you guys actually sit down and write this thing in a book format right from the start? Or?
No, we actually sat down and told a story to a writer, a ghostwriter.
Okay, right.
And he wrote it in our own words. Whoops, and myself spent a few weeks talking to him every day.
So, I was going to ask you guys what you'd say to younger kids who maybe just starting out in a rock band, but because you've shown the importance of family in the film, what would you say to parents of young musicians, especially the ones that tell their kids the business is just too hard, the chances are you won't get anywhere, et cetera, et cetera. What would you say to these parents on the kids' behalf?
They should just show out and let their kids have fun and be happy and explore and discover themselves. My parents never discouraged me. I started playing drums and they completely embraced it and encouraged it even,
Sure, and that's what made you what you are today and got you where you are today. What's on everybody's mind is where does Anvil go from here? I know you're still very busy promoting the film, but what are the plans for recording a new CD?
I love the questions, agree. Well, Anvil's going to keep rocking on, right? We've been rocking before the movie and we're going to rock after the movie. We've got a new album called Juggernaut of Justice, that's going to be recorded in a little while. So right now it's all about the movie, promoting the movie.
Sounds like we might have Lips back.
Lips?
Yeah.
Oh, you're back.
Okay, where'd you go?
I didn't go anywhere. I've been sitting here.
You've been sitting here listening to this?
Oh, okay.
What's that?
We were looking for you.
Well, that's really weird. I didn't hear that.
I heard a click, then you were gone, then I heard a click and you came back. But anyway...
Okay.
Something that I had asked Rob, maybe I ask you too, what you would say to younger kids that are maybe just starting out in a rock band, a metal band, but because you have shown the importance of family in the film, what would you say to the parents of the musicians, especially the ones that tell their kids the business is too hard, chances are you won't get anywhere, et cetera? What would you say to the parents on the kids' behalf?
Well, the parents wouldn't really be wrong in believing that it's difficult and you probably won't get anywhere. They're probably right.
Right.
Because most don't. I mean, come on, man. Only about 0.001% ever make it. I would certainly not deprive a child of learning the instrument.
Right.
But to encourage him to try to make a living at it, that's a hard call, man. And you have to have an incredible level of passion in order to ever progress in the music business at all. It will dump on you every time, and then one in a million times it'll open up doors, and who the hell knows where it could go. But generally speaking, the odds are dead set against you. The ones that haven't got the real passion for the actual music are not. There's no longevity.
Right.
And Dave Allison is a perfect example. He did not really have the passion. His motivation was how many girls are coming to the gig.
Yeah.
Each guy has his thing, man. And it's to ask for advice what parents should tell their kids, I don't know that it's fair to ask musicians in bands to each their own, man.
Right. Rob was telling me about the new CD, Juggernaut of Justice. Did you guys start work on that yet or no?
No, all the music is done.
Oh, yeah?
It's all done, man. We just have to record it. That's all that's left to do with that.
Is that going to be with CT again or no?
We don't know.
Okay.
I hope so.
I know everybody's going to be looking forward to that. Well, I've had the opportunity to hang out with you guys on a number of occasions since the mid-80s, and I got to say, you're the same guys, the same hunger, same fire still burning. You guys are giving it your all, and I wish you nothing but to have your dreams fulfilled.
Well, that's what we want to do, man. We've set our sights on doing this for our lives, and we didn't plan on breaking it up. It's pointless, you got to keep going. Any band that we joined after Anvil, we would always still be the members of Anvil.
Right.
So
right.
No matter what you do, you take your identity. There's nowhere to run. And since our identity is Anvil, and we absolutely love the music and love to create and be who we are, and we love each other as like brothers, why? You got to keep going. That's the way it is.
That's right. And there's no running from Anvil. Listeners will want to check out Anvil on the web, www.anvilmovie.com. You can follow Anvil on Twitter, twitter.com/Anvil Movie. Facebookers as well, facebook.com/Anvil. You can search Anvil on the web for Tony Gallo's comprehensive website on the band. And I urge everyone to check out the film Anvil, The Story of Anvil. Buy a copy of the DVD when it's available. Be sure to check out Anvil Live in Concert. Robin Lips, thanks for being on the show, and thank you for giving us Anvil.
Okay, man.
Hopefully we'll hook up again in the near future or something. If I get out to a show where you guys are around here or something, then I'll make sure I get a chance to talk to you.
Okay, Jeff. That's good, man.
All right, Rob Lips, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care, man.
Take care.
Good.
All right, see you, man.
Well, there's a wrap on this week's interview. Anvil, The Story of Anvil. What a great documentary. Make sure you check it out when it comes out on DVD. Pick it up.